Welcome to episode 92 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we say happy birthday to the youngest letter of the English alphabet, the letter J. They grow up so fast, don't they? I remember when he was just a little baby J. That would have been back in old 1524, when J first started appearing in its modern form. Even then, it took a number of years for J to be accepted into English. Before that, the letter J was interchangeable with the letter I, and they both made the I sound. That's why when you look at earlier English writings, you'll see the I show up a lot. The reason for the change comes from the Italian Renaissance, which was a cultural explosion for European civilization. The man who first presented J as its own letter was Gian Giorgio Trissino, a Renaissance writer who believed that the Italian language could be enriched by creating new letters for the alphabet. In fact, he suggested a couple of other letters that didn't quite make the cut. Speaking of cut, the dot over the lowercase j is called a jib. So next time you see a J that looks at you funny, you can tell him that you don't like the cut of his jib. Thanks for tuning in to episode 92 of the Daily Brainwave. Special thanks to Casey Pearson and Adam Smith for putting their own spin on the wording of today's episode last year when it was in a much earlier form. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic or idea, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on iTunes, Zune, or wherever you download it from. Make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Language Week by looking at the most versatile word in the English language. And you might be surprised what it is.